Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, we're talking to Al Shaver. The news breaking that Al, who was the voice of the Stars for 26 years, also the Gophers, my guy Russo adding this, that after a very brief illness, Al passed away Monday, Vancouver Island, the age of 96. Al was married to his wife, Shirley, for 67 years until she died in 2019.
That's remarkable, too.
That is amazing.
He lived up in Vancouver Island.
Yeah, beautiful. All right, when you think of the North Stars, there's four or five names which come to mind. Al Shaver is on the list. This guy's number one for me. He is the great Lou Nanny, who is with us. And, Louie, you know I wish I was reaching out to you on better news. You think Al Shaver, and you think of the thousands of hours that you were on the road together, that you talk, that you were around each other. What comes to mind?
Well, I think, Chad, the first thing that comes to mind is the fact that Al was here. And the reason why I say that, and they were all set, they were interviewing for a broadcaster, and they were all set to go ahead with the guy. And the last minute, the last day, this tape comes in from this guy named Al Shaver, and it was from Southern Ontario there. And Walter, a couple of them went over, and they said, wait a minute, we got to make a change here. This guy is really good.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like at the almost the 12th hour, clock striking 12, you know, that he was hired right when they'd already made up their mind in somebody else. And then not only does he become hired, he becomes as good a broadcaster as there ever was in radio and play-by-play. So that was something that really, you know, sticks in my mind every time I think of him.
I had never heard that before. So all set, and then Al's tape comes in. I was saying it before, and obviously I'm here, Adam Carter's here also, Louie. Just if people think of the North Stars, right, and you're going to think of you, you're going to think of great players, but Al was so synonymous. You know, here on CCO, on KSDP, whether it was the late night game against the Canucks or the playoff games during your great runs, he just met the moment when it was a great game. And also a testament to a great play-by-play announcer is if it's 5-1 in the third period and you're like, why should I listen? Al was still so good, Louie, that he could keep you listening to that game.
Well, he was so good, and he was honest. If you weren't playing well, he wasn't going to talk
you.
About it through rose-colored glasses, you know.
Correct.
I mean, Al was he was a fan at heart, and his emotions came through on broadcast, whether he was happy or sad or disappointed, whatever it was, you knew about it, and he could describe it in such terrific terms and make you feel part of the broadcast. You knew what was going on in the broadcast the whole way. He was just amazing with words and the way he would talk about the game so that you listening without a picture could tell exactly what was going on.
Louis, it's Adam Carter. You know, there's restrictions now in professional sports on access broadcasters get to players has changed so much. Can you talk about Al's relationship with a lot of those North Stars players and how they interacted with him and how that was translated into broadcasts?
Well, Al and the players, all and management, all had a great relationship with him. He treated them like a human being should be treated, and they respected him like a player should respect him, whether he was calling the game when they were having a bad game and he said he's not on tonight, whatever it was. There was a respect, and you know why it's different? It's something that you won't realize, fans won't realize, because this was a time when there was a different relationship between writers and broadcasters in a team than there is today. They're not so aloof. They're not in their own lane, so to speak. The broadcasters, they were like one of the guys, one of the team members. And
traveling together, buses together,
cocktails together.
Yeah, exactly. Right?
Not only traveling together, I have to tell you, the only thing that we didn't do to Al that we did to other reporters, we initiated them. We shaved them. We did stuff with, we got fined once $3,000 the team did because we destroyed Dwayne Netland's typewriter, But I mean, it was completely different than anything you've ever seen or heard about today. But yet there was that reverence towards Al. We never, ever attempted that. Never tried it. No one pulled, big pranks on it. I might do little things, but nothing like we would do with the writers, because there was really a reverence towards them.
Well, and just for me, going back to my background, with the Wolves for 16 years, there was a line where some players accepted my criticism and other players wouldn't talk to me for years, would be furious. To know that the players got it, because I always wanted the Wolves to win too, but I had to tell the truth. If a guy's struggling, that's my responsibility. That's your responsibility when you call games. The fact that the players allowed that, man, we've lost a lot of that now, because now it's agents controlled. And, here's like Adam alluded to, here's my 5-minute window to talk to the media. I'm gonna check me out on my TikTok. I'm on my Insta. That bond, and I think the fans got that also. I think there was just that connection which radiated through that dynamic.
Well, if you didn't have that connection, you wouldn't be able to write so like an introspective. You couldn't be as close and have the emotion and the feelings that you wanted to portray in the article. I think the fans got the benefit of the relationship of the media with the players at that time, because as you just pointed out, it's so different. I have to tell you, I'm happy that I was in the game at that time. I really treasured the relationships I had with the media, which exists to today. Some of the guys that are still around, the older guys, and that when they come down here to Florida or something and they got a game, and if they happen to be in this area, we have dinner together. It's really different than what you see today. It is a complete different dynamic. And the fans got the benefit from that because there was stuff on the inside that a writer or a broadcaster could relate that they wouldn't know otherwise, because the player didn't want to, expose some details or stuff or things that he would normally talk to, someone he trusted. Well, your dad was the best of them all. I could tell your dad a secret that could put me in jail, which I didn't do, but he would protect it.
Louis, I have that list. I have that list now.
Here's an envelope Sid left me.
I've now decided to open up this envelope right now, Louis.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tell me about the great Lou Nanny's with us. We're talking about the passing of Al Shaver, one of just the greatest hockey play-by-play announcers ever, and the state was so fortunate to listen to him. Tell me about when the games were on KSTP TV at the time, and ABC and KSTP TV agree that Howard Cosell is coming in to call the hockey tournament with Al and you. And I mean, it doesn't get better than that.
Well, Al was Cosell was the name, but Al was the personality. Al was the voice. Al was the guy that really made it. And, in fact, that's one of the times that I didn't work together with those two guys at that time. We were traveling. It was only in a day. But I have to tell you, it was still magical because Al was doing the games.
Yes.
I did some of the games, high school games with Al. And, I've had the good fortune of working with so many broadcasters over the years, so many good ones. But I have to tell you, I just enjoyed my time with him so much. One time we were playing in L.A., and L.A.'s press box is right in the middle of the crowd. It's like on the first concourse level, right out in the open.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of I was general manager, and the period, Al had asked me, so will you come on with me at the end of the first period? I said, sure. So I come down the stairs. The period's over. He said, thank God you're here. Hurry up. So I got to go to the bathroom. And I said, okay, so, you got to cover till I get back. I said, okay, ask me this. And he asked me this question, and he's gone for about 15 minutes. And then I see him walking down the stairs, and as he comes on, I said, and that's just the way, it happened all the time, Al. And then he just jumps in with another question. He
said, no, that's so good.
People don't realize we were even together. He was in the toilet for a long time.
I had one of those moments when I was working the game solo in Denver, where the Nuggets play now and obviously where the Avs play. And there's, I'm sure it's still there, Louie and Adam, where you had to kind of run to your left and there was a bathroom. There were like seven guys in front of me. I went, hey, I'm the play-by-play announcer. Is there any way I could get ahead of you guys? And six of them said yes. And the one guy goes, nope, I really got to go. And the other guys said, knock it off. And so I ran there. We come back. My producer's like, we've been playing bumper music for 2 minutes. Where have you been? And I jump in. And then he tells me afterwards, no, it just started. It just started. You just had God. Those moments. After the Stars go to Dallas, you're here, Al goes to the Vancouver Isle. How often did you guys stay in touch? Because it seemed to me Al kind of wanted his space and lived great life and would come back here rarely. But how about the two of you?
Well, we didn't stay in touch very much. I wish I did. Tommy Reed did a lot, and he'd relate back to me what was going on. And the reason it upset me, I went to, it was one of our anniversaries, which we've had so many. My wife and I flew to Washington or something on Vancouver Island. And where we landed, I didn't know at the time, is right where Al lived.
Okay.
On the island. And then we took a bus from there. And when I get back, I heard that. And I said, sent him a note, you know, and talked about, geez, I wish I'd have known. I'd have come over and visited. But the island's a big place. And I didn't know exactly where he lived. And I didn't think about it until I got home. And
yeah,
it was unfortunate I would have got to see him again.
Louis, spur of the moment, you're fantastic as always. I appreciate it. Sending all our best to the Shaver family. Travel safe, and we'll see each other soon.
Thanks. Nice to talk to you. Take care.
Lou Bye-bye. Nanny. It's 12:35. How good is he?
Really good. I was reminded, you know, we mentioned Wally, but his grandson is a play-by-play guy for like a Chicago, I think, AHA team. HL team, sorry, the Chicago
Wolves. That's a pretty good lineage,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You know, because Wally obviously has had a phenomenal.
I was reminded, Doug McLeod, he did TV games. He just
passed away recently.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, there's a long, this town's had a lot of good play-by-play announcers. You want to hang so we can get to our Tom Petty topic?
Sure.
Yeah.
The free radio, the hell?
Let's go. No, they don't pay you for this? I get paid a lot for the last half hour, dumber than we thought. I get 10,000 appearance.
Addendum to the contract.
You know, what are you talking about? Okay, Tom Petty, we're going to explain when we come back. But tell me the artist who's no longer with us, okay? And you are kicking yourself and you're like, why didn't I see her? Why didn't I see he? Why didn't I see them? How is it possible? Because Tom Petty might be my top person. I love Tom Petty. And hot take, he was here plenty of times, or other places where I lived. And another of the category of foolish decisions by me, I never saw Tom Petty. Who do you have where you're just still ticked off that you didn't see this artist? For me, Tom Petty is near the top of the list, if not the top of the list. Call or text on the stylesfinancial.com talk and text lines, 651-461-9226.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.